Concern over the autonomy of scientists on the Cook Inlet Beluga Recovery Science Panel has prompted NOAA's National Marine Fisheries Service to remove the two panel members who work for the state of Alaska. The issue arose in January when Commissioner Cora Campbell wrote to NIMS saying, despite the terms of reference laid out by NIMS, stating scientists must serve on the panel independent of their respective agencies, ADF&G scientists would adhere to department policies and not act independently. Doug Meekham is Deputy Administrator for NOAA Fisheries in Alaska. He says the state's scientists were taken off the panel last week.
Because the state made it clear, both in conversations with them as well as in correspondence, that their scientists were there to participate fully, but they also were expected to represent the positions of the department. And, of course, the department has obviously stated, and the state of Alaska has demonstrated, that they don't believe that the Cook Inlet Beluga population should be listed in the first place. And so that just created a conflict that we just couldn't resolve.
Meekham says NIMS did, however, make a change in how the science panel will conduct their meetings. Initially, panel members were to meet privately and then release their information to the other panel working on Cook Inlet Beluga recovery, the stakeholders panel that represents oil and gas industry members, conservation groups, and the state of Alaska. Now, Meekham says the science panel meetings will be open to the stakeholder group. He says, partially, it's a compromise.
It was in large part because of concerns expressed by the state that they would, you know, they thought we needed to be a little bit more open with the science panel process. So rather than have the science panel meetings conducted for 2 days and that are not open and then get together and talk, they'd like to listen to the proceedings as they're occurring.
It's not yet been decided how that participation will be managed. Doug Vincent Lang is Deputy Commissioner for the state's Fish and Game Department and also the Endangered Species Coordinator for the state. He says the decision to remove the state's scientists is disappointing.
We had hoped that we could bring the collective experience of the department to, you know, to inform the development of this plan, and we're just somewhat saddened that National Marine Fisheries Service and the rest of the science panel didn't see the benefit of that collective wisdom coming forward to inform the development. But, you know, that said, we're not going to stop from participating in the process. We're going to continue to participate in that process to the best of our ability with the tools that we're given and the avenues we're given.
Craig Matkin is on the science panel representing the North Gulf Oceanics Society. He says it's unfortunate the state scientists had to go because they had valuable information that now leaves a vacuum, but he's concerned about opening the meetings up to the stakeholders.
I'm concerned that if this is becomes too much of an open process, it will become politicized, and the whole point of the best science being representative and put down in the initial plan won't be there. And so it's looking like it's going to get more and more complicated, and I'm afraid possibly less productive.
Matkin says as the members figure out how to proceed, the recovery plan for belugas that hover at precariously low numbers is not moving forward.
It's very unfortunate for the belugas, and not only for the belugas, but for people that want to do particular things in Cook Inlet, that we aren't going to have a clear roadmap here for some time.
The science panel's most recent scheduled meeting was canceled because of concerns over the prospect of a government shutdown. It's not known when the next meeting will be scheduled.